As we head over to the livestock side, these cattle numbers, and we saw some sharp losses developing within their trade. Reaction to the turnaround from the grain market?
I think so. Feeders are falling back. You know, they've had such a V-bottom here and a zip-zip. And so now they're catching a down day. I think that's not out of line. There's a gap underneath the feeder market, and we need to watch that gap because that gap could be a halfway gap. And if it is, then, of course, feeders will still push nicely higher. But you had a $20 decline in feeder cattle, and that was sizable. So to come back near 10 is nothing out of line for that market. I think that if we spend a couple days here and we don't go very far down and we start to come back through these highs, the market's going to run a little bit further.
Demand-wise, how are we sitting, especially with the numbers that have come out as of late, cattle on feed and the hogs and pigs report?
Well, the demand for feeders, I would have to say I've been hearing a lot of guys tell me what they're paying for feeders, and of course bankers are telling them they have to pay less because they're not making money on their fats. And I know that I think the fat market is going to be led by the cash market, just sort of like what the corn market is. I think the fat cattle market is going to be led by cash markets. And so we could see cash trade reach 130, 131 or something like that and fully be led where the futures are just discount. One thing I noted was on the April contract of cattle, the low was around 124.65 and they're at 128.30 today. But I do these wave counts, Susan, and usually a wave four would always stop the market like an eight-day clock. In fact, wheat hit wave fours yesterday. But the thing I think that's interesting in the cattle was we came down. I had figured up what a wave five would be. I'd never seen a wave five in any market that I've ever done. And what amazed me was I just thought, well, there seems to be some pretty negative attitudes here this year. And I thought, I'm just going to throw those out and see what they are. And it was interesting. Wave five was missed by a dollar and a half on the April contract. So that said, we came pretty close. To me, that April contract's got its bottom in.